I had a great story recently. I love telling it, of a little girl who was in a drawing lesson. She was six, and she was at the back drawing, and the teacher said, this little girl hardly ever paid attention. And in this drawing lesson, she did. And the teacher was fascinated. She went over to her, and she said, what are you drawing? And the girl said, I'm drawing a picture of God. And the teacher said, but nobody knows what God looks like. And the girl said, they will in a minute. When my son was four in England, actually he was four everywhere, to be honest. I mean, if we're being strict about it, wherever he went, he was four that year. But he was in the Nativity play. Do you remember the story? No, it was big. It was a big story. Mel Gibson did the sequel. You may have seen it. I don't know. It was Nativity 2. But James got the part of Joseph, which we were thrilled about. We consider this to be one of the lead parts. We had the place crammed full of agents and T-shirts, you know. James Robinson is Joseph. He didn't have to speak. But you know the bit where the three kings come in? Now, they come in bearing gifts, and they bring gold, frankincense, and myrrh. This really happened. We're sitting there, and they, I think, just went out of sequence. Because we talked to the little boy afterwards and said, you know, are you okay with that? And he said, yeah, why, was that wrong? They just switched. I think that was it. Anyway, the three boys came in, little four-year-olds with tea towels on their heads, and they put these boxes down. The first boy said, I bring you gold. And the second boy said, I bring you myrrh. And the third boy said, Frank sent this.